This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. The Asian Family Center in Albuquerque works to help immigrants overcome language barriers so they can access things like healthcare and education. Advocates there also say the stereotype that Asians are model immigrants can translate to a lack of services for the population. It's 3:30 in the afternoon at the Japanese Kitchen, a sushi bar and teppanyaki restaurant where chefs prepare the food on a tabletop grill. Employees are eating their midday meals before service begins again. They also use these off-hours to fold paper pandas, roses, dinosaurs. Bar manager Setsuko Rosado gestures to a row of intricate globes hanging behind the register.
I have to have 36 paper to create one small origami. So I have a lot of helper.
She returns to what she's creating, which is far more intricate and involved than the common paper crane, though those are here too. She has the most origami knowledge in the restaurant and teaches other staff members how to fold some of the more beginner pieces.
I'm born and raised in Japan, so we started like a young age, like school kids. We started paper crane, then on and on, every time we have a chance, we make a lot of origami. I was young.
Her student, Kim Chillery, is head hostess and has been working at the Japanese Kitchen for 18 years.
It is a challenge. First time I learned, it takes 1 week to learn one animal like this.
They were giving them to kids for free, but customers insisted on paying. Then, after the tsunami struck Japan in 2011, employees began sending those dollars to relief efforts. Eventually, they shifted the proceeds to New Mexico's Asian Family Center.
It's amazing, you know, how the Japanese Kitchen and the staff come up with the idea.
Huang Nguyen is an outreach and education specialist for New Mexico's Asian Family Center. It's the only provider in the state that customizes its services for a diverse cross-section of Asian ethnicities.
I think since we are a very small community, we don't see Chinatown or little Tokyo or little Saigon here. That's why the services that tailor to our community is almost none. The lack of services, that's huge.
Asians make up less than 2% of the population in New Mexico. Federal agencies are required to provide access for people with limited English proficiency, but the Family Center finds this is rarely the case in this state. Language barriers affect immigrants' ability to get health care, food and housing assistance, and education.
First of all, our community don't know the services that are available for them, and second of all, they don't know how to access it.
Sherry Spitzer says their work began nearly a decade ago as a way to help victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, but the mission expanded. As the center's executive director, she attended a dinner thanking the Japanese Kitchen employees for their volunteer origami project.
There's this model minority myth of the Asian community, and because of that, it can make it very difficult for the Asian community to come forward to get help or for there to be resources available to them.
Spitzer says the pervasive stereotype that Asian people don't have problems makes it a challenge for people to get help.
We oftentimes have different agencies and different government groups. The police say that the Asian community doesn't have any needs. They say we've never had anybody come forward who needs help. We know, first of all, that that's not true, that they do come forward.
Again, Spitzer says it's usually a language issue.
We know that the reason why people don't come forward as much as they would need to is because they don't feel that the programs are accessible, because when they try to, they can't speak to anyone.
Japanese Kitchen origami artists Rosado and Chillery will continue doing their part to aid in cultural exchange on their breaks, one shiny paper rose at a time.
We're helping people. We're having fun with this.
And in just 4 years, they've raised $14,000 for the Asian Family Center. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.